apparently Paul had gone to one of these World War II reunions and noted that a lot of the veterans had been dying off. You know, it was 50 years or 40 years. And he wanted the story to be told. So he sat down and he wrote a book of poems about the war. And he came to me one day, and he had selected five of the poems out of the book and said, "I hear drums." And if you knew Paul, you could understand the tone of voice that he had. And he wanted me to write a background for these poems, to set the poems to music, and he wanted percussion. It was his concept that the chorus would not sing, but would talk the poems. And they kind of worked into two different categories. The two outer poems were going to be the folk chorus, and it was really this image of marching, as if every person who's ever fought in the war was just marching across the landscape to oblivion. And the three inner poems, we treated with solo narrators mainly. And so I know he had things blocked out in terms of ideas that he had here, here, and here, and then he just let me do it. And so I used very much of a marching rhythm for the outer and very different kinds of sound effects for the three inner. The Attu Revisited is about an island in the Aleutians, which is basically a floating iceberg, and the idiocy of both Japan and the U.S. thinking that this island would be of strategic value. It wasn't. So I used a lot of metallic sounds to get this idea of the cold. His third poem was about a Japanese soldier who, and there were many of them, I think, as you might remember if you go historically, who were told to hold this island at all costs, and they were never told that the war was over. And 10 years after the war, people would stumble on the island and find the Japanese soldiers still trying to defend the island. So used a lot of wooden sounds and the Japanese temple gongs and whatever. And the fourth one was Ernie Pyle's writing. He compiled some things of Ernie Pyle's writing and arranged them poetically. Paul was, as you know, a radio man during World War II, which means he was in the advance team that would sneak onto these Japanese islands, and they would do reconnaissance and then call in airstrikes as the Marines would invade. So he was in the Pacific Theater when Ernie Pyle came over after the European War was over and loaded on Ernie's equipment onto the boat in Okinawa, which took Ernie to an island off Okinawa, and that's where Ernie Pyle was killed. So Paul felt a real affinity to him, especially when the war was over and Paul went to college on a GI Bill and he won an Ernie Pyle scholarship. So he has a good selection of the writings that Ernie Pyle did, and it's the most powerful part of the piece. So it came into being, and you know, we discussed it. Paul pretty much gave me my head on this to do the way I thought it would work, and he just had suggestions here and there. He had blocked out sounds that he thought of and whatever, and it was a very amicable project.
Has this piece been performed since 1993 in its original premiere?
Yes. We did it a year later when the Traveling Vietnam Memorial came through. I don't know if you know anything about that, but there was a traveling exhibit for the Vietnam Memorial, a sort of a mini reproduction of the wall, and we did it at the Corning Preserve with veterans doing the chorus parts. And we used the RPI ensemble for that. And about 10 years later, I know it's 2006 or 2005, somewhere in there, 2007, we did it at SUNY once again, using the youth ensemble. And the whole second half of the concert was devoted to veterans of World War II. We had four pieces that had that theme. So as far as I know, that's the three times it's been performed.
What does it mean for you to be performing this work again since Paul's passing last August?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of dedicating this performance to Paul. The more I get into the piece again and you revisit it, you realize how profound those poems are. They're really beautiful. And I just wanted to get it out to the public again, just as a remembrance of Paul and a remembrance of the veterans. The poems have a surprisingly anti-war tone to them, because we always think of World War II as the good war. I think Paul was disputing that. He was disputing the whole idea of war itself. And it's powerful stuff. So I'm glad to do it again, especially now that a certain political party is beating the drumbeats once more, take us to war.